The chairperson of the African Union Commission, Moussa Faki, arrived in Khartoum Sunday to talk about how to reach a political settlement with Sudan's parties. On Monday, Faki met with Sudan de facto leader General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan and his deputy Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo in Khartoum, where he reiterated the African Union's commitment to peaceful political settlement in Sudan. Faki said he hoped all Sudanese parties would reach a consensus leading to stability and the formation of a civilian-led government that would pave the way to a democratic transition. He said he believes the Sudanese people are able to overcome the current political crisis. Faki's visit comes a few days after envoys from the United States, England, Norway, France, Germany, and a representative from the European Union wrapped up a 2 days of meeting with Sudanese leaders to support the framework political agreement. Last week, Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov kicked off a tour to bolster Moscow economic ties in Africa that ended in Khartoum. The visit are being described by analysts as pressure on the Sudanese political forces to find an amicable solution to restore a civilian-led government. The African Union official met last night with representatives of the Sudanese Revolutionary Front, an umbrella of armed groups that signed the Juba Peace Agreement in October 2020. Speaking to reporters shortly after the meeting with Faki, Osama Said, a spokesperson for the Sudanese Revolutionary Front, assured the AU official his group is committed to implementing the Juba Peace Agreement.
We discussed various issues, including the role of the African Union in the political process in Sudan, in order to achieve the formation of a civilian-led government that would work to reinstate Sudan's membership with the African Union.
The AU suspended Sudan's membership from the continental bloc shortly after al-Burhan led the military coup in October 2021. The United Nations, the AU, and IGAD have been mediating between political forces in Sudan with the aim of breaking the deadlock. Amjad Farid, the former political advisor to the United Nations Interim Transitional Assistance Mission in Sudan, or UNITAMS, downplayed the role of the African Union in resolving political disputes in Sudan. Farid says the role of the AU's mechanisms in resolving Sudan's political deadlock has been ineffective.
These are political problems that need technical support, that need knowledge, that need experience, and that needs funding, and that needs proper political mediation that's neutral and does not take sides. Calling the political problem of Africa African problems is a racist slogan that's used by the tyrants all over Africa to support each other.
Farid, who served as the assistant chief of staff in the office of former Sudanese Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok, says the AU needs to reform its structure to play a positive role in solving political problems on the continent.
The African Union has even a bigger problem, that it turned slowly during the previous years to club of governments rather than union between the people of the African countries. And this makes its role in bringing stability, peace and democratization to Africa very questionable.
The trilateral mechanism is conducting a consultative workshop in eastern Sudan in a bid to find an amicable solution for the way forward. Signatories to the Juba Peace Agreement also began a workshop in the South Sudan capital Juba on Monday to review the implementation of the agreement and to address challenges in implementing the peace deal. Michael Atid for VOA News, Khartoum.